Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
20 years we've been recording Messianic Minutes. We're blessed, Ted, to be doing it 20 years.
Oh, it's amazing, Jeff, to us. And we are so blessed to have so many loyal listeners and radio stations that carry us. Wow, God's faithfulness.
Hallelujah. It's the month of October is when we started recording 20 years ago. So if the Lord leads you to send a tax-deductible financial gift, we're a listener-supported program.
It would be a blessing. Just so you would know, over 20 years, neither Jeff nor I have ever taken a salary for Messianic Minutes. All your gifts are used for production and for disseminating, getting God's word out. But we're blessed that you would support us. And you can do that through the website, messianicminutes.com.
And we also want to say hi to our friends who are listening to us on KJAC Radio down there in Lubbock, Texas. It's a blessing. We've been on for many years down there. And friends, if you're getting something out of our program, actually, we've gotten quite a few emails over the years from the folks down there in Lubbock. It'd be a great time for you to say, hey, thank you, and here's an anniversary tax-deductible gift. If the Lord leads you to do it, we'll be blessed.
That would be very sweet. messianicminutes.com.
Now, during the Feast of Tabernacles, which is now over by just several days, maybe a week or two.
We're still talking about it.
Yeah, but we're talking about it. But Ted, in ancient days, there was a tradition to do something that we commonly call the Temple Illumination Ceremony in Israel.
Well, we know during Solomon's dedication of the temple, the glory of God fell down and consumed the sacrifices by fire. And maybe in celebration of that, a remembrance of that, or just in general celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles, it was a joyous time, the temple would be illuminated. Fires would be lit around the temple property.
Yeah. I've read differing reports about this, but it's generally accepted that there were some kind of bonfires or barrels of oil or whatever that were set on fire around the exterior of the Holy Temple to light it up. Now, remember, the Holy Temple Jerusalem sits on a hill, and the Holy Temple sits on a hill.
Yeah,
so
it was a light on top of a hill, and of course, all the temple was made out of this limestone that reflected the light. They said it was so lit up at the temple that there wasn't an alleyway or a street in the whole city that didn't get the glow from the temple illumination ceremony.
Now imagine how wonderful this looked, even from miles away, being able to look over toward Jerusalem and see the light of the temple just shining out and reflecting from these fires. Now remember, this is not scriptural, friends. This was a tradition which we think is based on the fact that the anniversary of the Holy Temple was at the Feast of Tabernacles. Point being, the temple illumination ceremony occurred every year during the Feast of Tabernacles.
Another ceremony that occurred every year during the Feast of Tabernacles was the water libation ceremony. Again, not a scripturally mandated event, but one that was vitally important to the well-being of the people.
Yeah, Israel relied on the rains during the two rainy seasons, the former rain and the latter rain. And if those rains didn't occur, there'd be famine.
Yeah, because during the Feast of Tabernacles, it's at the end of a very, very dry season. If you've ever been to Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles, it is arid.
And therefore, if that rain doesn't come, the new crops that are about to be planted, Sukkot was a harvest feast. So right after the harvest, you replant. Well, you got to have water to replant. If it doesn't rain, you're in trouble. Plus, the cisterns had to be filled for drinking.
Had to be refilled up, sure. They were empty at this time. You had to have faith. And so part of the faith was a water pouring ceremony carried out by the priests throughout the city and ending up at the temple gates.
And basically what they were saying is, Lord, send rain. We need rain, because if we don't get rain, the crops are done, the cisterns are dry. So Lord, send your rain. They poured out the water, and there was great ceremony and pomp and circumstance. There's extra biblical writing saying it was a time of great joy, and everyone in Jerusalem participated.
And we'll look next week, Jeff, at how Jesus used these ceremonies during his earthly ministry.
And it's very important for us today. Friends, we're Messianic Minutes. Check our website during our 20th anniversary month, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichena.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Come to the house of the God of Jacob.